This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition parties' uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision drive of electoral roll in Bihar. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, on behalf of the entire House for creating history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom Mission 4. After that, Mr. Birla appealed to all the members of the House to take part in the special discussion on India's first astronaut, Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's voyage aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. Amid the noisy scene, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh initiated the discussion. Dr. Singh reiterated the government's commitment to establish an operational Bharatiya Antariksh Station by 2035 and send an Indian crewed mission to the moon by 2040. The minister lauded the achievements of astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's historic mission to the International Space Station.
जश्न के माहौल में है हर माँ अपने बच्चे के लिए दुआ करती है कि वो बड़ा होकर के शुभांशु शुक्ला बने और हर बच्चा ये ख्वाब देख रहा है कि मैं भी बड़ा होकर शुभांशु शुक्ला बनूं आज दुनिया ने भारत की क्षमताओं के आगे सर
The minister also expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs during the discussion. Later, Dilip Saikia, who was on the chair, adjourned the house for the day. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Indian Ports Bill 2025 for discussion and passage. It aims to establish and empower state maritime boards for effective management of ports other than major ports. It also aims to establish the Maritime State Development Council for fostering structured growth and development of the port sector. NDA's candidate for vice presidential polls and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed best wishes to Mr. Radhakrishnan on being the NDA's vice presidential nominee. He said Mr. Radhakrishnan's long years of public service and experience across domains will greatly enrich the nation. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said strict action will be taken against companies involved in manufacturing of fake pesticides, fertilizers and seeds. Mr. Chauhan stated this while assessing damage caused to soya bean crops due to the spraying of spurious chemicals in Raisen and Vidisha districts of Madhya Pradesh.
खेत में सोयाबीन की जगह खरपतवार खड़ा है किसी एचपीएम कंपनी की दवाई डालने के कारण ये हुआ है एक उच्च स्तरीय वैज्ञानिकों का दल इन खेतों का निरीक्षण करेगा और जिस कंपनी ने ऐसी दवाई दी किसानों जिससे किसान तबाह हो गए विधि सम्मत सख्त कार्रवाई उसके खिलाफ की जाएगी और एक अभियान शुरू होगा पूरे देश में ऐसी कंपनियों के खिलाफ
Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart today. The IMD has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, South Interior Karnataka and Telangana today. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Meteorological Department has warned of heavy rainfall and possible flash floods in several districts over the next few days. In Maharashtra, heavy rains pounded Mumbai this morning, disrupting traffic and delaying local trains, with the IMD extending its red alert till tomorrow. Freestyle wrestler Vishal will compete for a bronze medal at the Under-20 World Championships in Bulgaria. Despite a violent effort, the 20-year-old lost 9-11 to Magomedagagzi Magomedov, who was playing under the United World Wrestling flag. And that is the end of this news bulletin.